Hello, Sam.
What's up?
Not too much. Hey, could you tell us a little bit about Steven Jackson and, how helpful he was to you starting out your career there?
Yeah, you know, obviously Jack was, he was a huge part, of me growing up and kind of learning how to play in this league. You know, I learned a lot, from the playing standpoint, things that, he saw in my game and defenses. He helped me see coverages, but I think I really learned the most about being a leader from Steven and just watching the way that he handled himself in different situations, in the locker room, on the field, at practice, on the field, during the games. So I learned a ton from Jack, and I really couldn't imagine having to start my career here without him.
And last year, Coach Boudreau told me that, even though the young backs were in, he did a good job of trying to do what he could to help Daryl and Isaiah.
Yeah, Jack, he's a natural leader. I think the best thing for our young backs last year was having Steven here and for them to be able to see the way that he prepared each week, to see the way that he handled practice, and then to see the way he performed in the games. And I think that gave those guys, kind of a model to try to follow. And I think those guys have really tried, to replicate that in the way that they're preparing and the way that they're performing this year.
How exciting was it pulling out that win last week to get that field goal at the end to beat Arizona?
Yeah, it was really exciting. It was a pretty crazy game. There were a lot of ups and a lot of downs, but I was really proud, of our football team for kind of weathering the storm. Even though we were down 11, no one panicked. Everyone remained calm, and we found a way to win in the fourth quarter. We made some plays on offense, and our defense did a great job, stopping them and getting us the ball in good field position.
How's old Harvey Dahl doing for you guys over there? He has quite a following here still.
Harvey's the man. I think everyone loves him here. He's exactly what you want in an offensive lineman. He's tough, he's physical, he's going to get in your face. Harvey's been a great addition to this offensive line.
Sam, how do you all feel about your chances? Obviously, you're in a very tough division where, you've got the defending NFC champion and Seattle, obviously a team on the rise. How do you see your chances of getting into that mix this year with those two in the same division?
To be honest, we're just trying to take it one game at a time, and that race or that playoff picture, that'll take, its own shape towards the end of the year, but, we're not too worried about that. We're confident in what we were able to do against those opponents last year, but like I said, we're focused on Atlanta this week, just trying to take it one game at a time.
Hey, could you talk about, they're trying to surround you with weapons, and they got you Tavon this year. How is his incorporation to the attack going?
It's been great. Tavon, he's a really good player. He's very versatile. We're able to move him around quite a bit. I think everyone saw last week, we put him in the backfield, we put him in the slot. We think we're able to move him around to kind of get the matchup that we desire. And it's really been fun getting to know him and getting to work with him. He wants to be really good. He's hungry for knowledge, and he works extremely hard. And I think that's a great combination. And I think we're all expecting really big things from him.
Sam, how does the offensive line, the job I saw last week, it's been a bit of an issue here in Atlanta. But you weren't sacked, and I think said you were only hit six times and none really hard. What kind of job are those guys doing for you up front, and how important is that in the offense?
Oh, man, it's huge. I mean, those guys up front, they drive this offense, and I thought they played extremely well last week. We faced a really good defensive front from Arizona who threw a lot of different looks at us, and I think those guys handled everything very well. They kept me clean all day, and I think that's one of the biggest reasons our passing game was so efficient last week.
Do you What do you think when you see, you look at these two, at the rookie cornerbacks the Falcons have? Normally a quarterback, kind of, the eyes sort of light up when you see a couple of rookies back there playing, and one starting and one's going to get a lot of playing time. What do you see in those guys?
You know, I think they're both good players. You know, I think they're asked to do quite a bit. You know, Atlanta's very multiple in their coverages. You know, they're going to play a lot of different coverages. And, you know, it looks to me as those guys have shown that they can handle it. And, you know, I think they're both solid players.
Could you talk a little bit about your receivers other than Tavon? I guess Pettis and Givens are starting. I guess Quick is still developing.
Yeah, you know, I think we have a really good group of wide receivers here. You know, it's a very young group. Obviously, Austin Pettis is kind of the veteran in that group, and he's only going into year three. But, you know, he's extremely solid, very smart. You know, we move him around quite a bit. Givens, you know, has a lot of speed. You know, he's really able to stretch the defense vertically. And then, you know, both Stedman and Quick, you know, are two guys who – we really like, you know, and they're playing well, and I'd imagine that they'd probably start to see some more time as the year goes on.
What are your big challenges as you face this Falcons defense?
You know, I think one of the biggest things is just handling all the looks that they're going to show us. You know, they're very multiple in the coverages that they're going to run. You know, for our young skill guys, they're going to have to play with their eyes and make sure that they see the coverage post-snap, you know, because whatever we see pre-snap is probably not what it's going to be, and then handling some of their exotic blitzes.
Coach Fisher said, you know, one thing that was good for you is that, hey, this is the first time you didn't have to learn a new offense. Is that how comforting is that for you?
It's amazing. You know, obviously my first 3 years, you know, we had three different offensive coordinators. You know, and trying to learn a new system in the off season during training camp, you know, you just can't quite get into the detail, and you know, you don't have the understanding that you have in year two. I think the biggest thing, the greatest thing for us was being able to go back and look at all the cut-ups from last year, find out, you know, what things we did well, areas in which we struggled, and how to correct those areas.
Boy, this is Jeff.
Hey, Coach, how are you doing today?
Doing good. Doing well, thank you.
Coach, talk about the loss of Steven Jackson to your team, and how it's affected it.
Well, you know, we felt, you know, obviously when we got together with Jack that this was probably the best interest for both, and had a good ending. Very happy for Jack that he's able to contribute and be a big part of a, you know, outstanding offensive unit in Atlanta. So we've had younger backs that we're leaning on, and Daryl did a nice job in relief of Jack at times last year, and you know, we're just trying to get started and see how they're going to turn out.
Could you talk about Isaiah getting him back this week and how him and Daryl will or if they'll share that role?
Well, yes, Isaiah is back. He'll be back on the practice field. As to, you know, what as to his contribution on Sunday, that, you know, that remains to be seen right now.
You know, now that you've gotten some time under your belt, how's Sam's development look to you, you know, over the year versus over the years with other young quarterbacks?
Well, you know, this is the first time in Sam's career where he's been able to come back and participate in the same offensive system. You know, he had three different systems in 3 years, and you know, with that being said, obviously he's much more comfortable. The offseason was very productive for him. You know, instead of learning things, he's now taking advantage of the system and making plays. And I give you an example. You know, he had a ball that was deflected inside the plus territory and was caught for a touchdown by the defensive tackle. And that, you know, that's going to be obviously upsetting, but Sam put it behind him, was 9 for 9 after that. So, you know, he's off to a good start. As long as we can protect him and give him some time, he has a chance to make plays.
How about Robert Quinn and the big game he had? Is he coming on for you guys?
You know, Robert's played very well for us last year. He got better and better as the year went on. You know, as a rusher, he's run defender. He's really improved. So he's a complete end for us. And, you know, we're fortunate to have depth so we can keep the entire group fresh.
What do you like to get when you use that those four defensive ends together there?
What do we like to get?
Yeah, what are you as a result of using those four guys together?
Well, on occasion, it allows us to get good pressure. You know, the ends line the ends up inside, and they're you know they work well together. They understand games, they understand protections, and they do a good job of getting on the edge. And it just it's a situation where it just creates you know more work, more study time, more preparation for offensive linemen.
Coach, so much focus in your division there on San Francisco and Seattle. You had pretty good success against San Francisco last year. What, how do you kind of feel about you know sizing up the division there, and do you feel overlooked?
Well, I mean, clearly, you know, y'all got to see them consecutive weeks last year. You could tell what kind of teams we're up against, you know, week in week out of the division, and I feel like both teams have gotten better. So. You know, and Arizona's improved. We found that out last week. So, you know, we're chasing, you know, just like Arizona, the, you know, we're chasing the Seahawks and the 49ers in the division right now.
Jeff, how do you feel you've improved or the Rams have improved this year on offense and defense?
Well, it's hard to say. It's only been 1 week. You know, we're happy with the win, but disappointed in a lot of areas. There's a lot of areas we need to work on, improve on. You know, but that's usually the case in the opener. You just you think you're okay. You don't know. I was really excited to watch them play and play hard, but you know, as far as improvement over last year, that still remains to be seen. We're young. We're playing hard, and you know, fortunately for our young group, last week to be down by 11. You know, to start the quarter and come back and find a way to win. It goes a long way for a young football team.
Coach, how is Alec Ogletree doing for you? We saw the tackle total from last week. How's he progressed since you all drafted him?
Well, he's improved throughout the preseason. It was steady improvement from week one to week four. You know, we're asking him to do an awful lot as a young player, you know, play, you know, base and also stay on the field in sub packages. And so it'll be a while before he's seen everything, but he's he's a bright young man, loves the game. He's very talented, and I think he's got a huge upside.
Just getting back to Steven Jackson for a second. I know you only had him for the 1 year there, but you know, what were your impressions of him? Did he remind you at all of you know, a guy you had with the Titans, Eddie George?
I've made the comment numerous times. You know, the disappointment is that I only got to you know be on the sideline with him for a year. I would have been wished I could have been spent more time with him because he's. You know, he's an outstanding player at the position. He plays very well without the football. He's a great locker room guy, as you guys know, and practice guy, very passionate on Sundays, and had a great career. And he's still got it left, and it's remarkable to go into your 10th year still have the skills that he has. That shows you, you know, how hard he works and you know, the job he does in the off season, taking care of himself.
How difficult is it to prepare for the Falcons offense and quarterback Matt Ryan?
Well, you know, obviously, you know, they're a team that won 13 games last year, and they're very disciplined. They don't make mistakes. Their penalty numbers are just outstanding year after year under Coach Mike. And there's weapons, and, you know, you have to be patient, and you know that you know, he's going to make his plays and put the offense in the best possible situation down after down. So we're going to have to play smart, play fast on defense, and be patient, and, you know, and just hope that, you know, field goal is a win for us.
With some of the struggles they had protecting the quarterback last week, do you expect to see a lot of different stuff in terms of play calling or protections?
Well, again, they're you know, they're very well coached, and I know they'll have them ready to play. And if you know, typically around the league, especially with teams like Atlanta, that's mature and talented and has you know depth and experienced players, it's not hard to make adjustments from 1 week to the next. So we would expect them to get that corrected.
Okay.
Coach, thank you very much for your time.
Okay. Have a good week, guys.
Take care.
You too. Take care.